In this lesson of the Iron Mind course is going to be a happy lesson. All of our previous lessons were about creating enemies and understanding that you have to fight a battle against the enemy you create and how difficult life can be. And in this lesson, we're going to do something that's a little bit more positive so you can smile. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about gratitude. I have learned the hard way that it is impossible to be grateful for things that you have in abundance. Everybody knows this. I'm stating the obvious here. Everyone talks about how if you were born a millionaire kid, you wouldn't appreciate money. It's absolutely the same with absolutely everything else. And no matter how hard you try and check yourself and appreciate your current situation, you're never going to appreciate it if you have it in abundance. The easiest way to be grateful for your life and appreciate things is to self-censor. Now, this takes self-control, but we've already discussed how your enemy has self-control and how if you're going to compete against him, you're going to need self-control. So for this reason, you now have self-control. I'm going to tell you something. By reducing your time spent or money spent or energy spent on the things you like, not only do you become a more productive worker and you get more stuff done, but two, you appreciate those things more and you end up genuinely happier. So I'll give you some examples. It's a sunny day today. On sunny days, I like to drive my Lamborghini around and showing off. And sometimes when I really feel like driving it, I don't allow myself. I'll take a bike and I'll go pedal my bike instead, or I'll train extra hours in the gym, or I'll do some work. So when I really want to drive it, even though I have the time to drive it, even though I could drive it, I do not drive it. And the reason I do that is I deliberately prevent myself from doing something I want. So when I get back in that car the next day or a couple days later, I appreciate it. If I drove the car anytime I wanted to, I might still even like it, I might still enjoy it, but I will never appreciate it. Now when I get in that car, I appreciate my car. And that's because I stop myself from using it as often as I want to use it. Humans were never built for the abundance we live in today. We live in an abundance which we were never designed to have. We were designed to barely scrape enough calories from the surroundings to survive and sit around in the dirt, wishing for more than what we had. We were not designed to be able to get food anytime we wanted. That's why people are fat. To get satisfaction and entertainment anytime we wanted. That's why people can't pay attention anymore. The human mind is not evolved to live the life we're living. So you have two choices. You either cave to that completely and you give in to consumerism and you end up obese and have attention deficit disorder because you're too busy watching YouTube videos to concentrate on anything important. Or you censor yourself and you prevent yourself from having as much as you want, and that's how you build an iron mindset. So I'm going to give you a few examples of things you can do, because now I know not all of you have Lamborghinis. That was a pretty first world example, but I'll give you some other examples of things that I have done. Now, I actually developed this and learned this tactic when I was fighting, because fighting makes you censor yourself. When you're training for a fight, you can't drink alcohol. You have to eat correctly. You have to sleep correctly. So when my fight camp would be over, the idea of staying up late and having a beer and eating an ice cream was amazing. To most people, that's every fucking day and they don't give a shit. But to me, the idea of just cracking open a beer and drinking it and not thinking about it as anything other than, oh, I want a beer. When I did that after a fight camp, I was smiling ear to ear, genuinely, because I hadn't touched alcohol for 8 weeks. So by preventing myself from having alcohol, not only was I more grateful in the end, like people had beer all the time, that doesn't make them happy, it's just something they do. Not only was I more grateful in the end, not only was I happier, I was also in better physical condition. I also didn't spend money on beer. And this is the exact point. If you restrict yourself from the things you want, not only do you enjoy them more in the end, not only do you end up happier, you usually end up in better physical and financial shape for it. So there's a whole bunch of stuff you do right now that you enjoy. Everyone has things they enjoy, and that's fine. You absolutely should have things you enjoy. You've made your list of your enemy. Obviously, he's a machine. He's a robot. He doesn't waste much time, but we're all humans. You're competing with him, but there's still some things you enjoy which aren't completely essential. You need to learn to restrict those things or delay those things so that you appreciate them more. Happiness and gratefulness are basically the same thing. If you're grateful for what you have, you're going to be a pretty happy person. And a happy mind is an iron mind. The idea of being a robot and being, I've got an iron mind, nothing affects me, that's not a good life. A good life is a happy person who, when the struggles of life come, they can just glide over the bumps. That's the kind of person you want to be. And you're going to do that by making yourself more grateful, and you're going to make yourself more grateful through scarcity. So across the next couple of days, here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose each day if you're going to allow yourself to eat or to drink. You have to make a choice. Because these are things you do every day. You eat some food, you drink some water, and you don't care about it. And you're not grateful for either one. So each day you're going to wake up and you're going to decide, I'm either going to drink whatever I want today, coffee, water, orange juice, smoothie, whatever, or I'm going to eat whatever I want today, and I'm going to be thirsty. At the end of either one of those days, you're going to be pissed off you made the choice you made, and you would wish you made the other one. And you'd be grateful for all the times you've had a meal with a nice cold glass of water with it, or all the times you had a cold glass of water with a nice meal with it. For the next 3 or 4 days, you have to make a choice each morning. Stick to it. Don't be a pussy. You've had enough of the other lessons. If you're struggling to stick to it, watch the other videos. Don't be a pussy and choose. Next 3 or 4 days, choose food or water. At the end of the 4 days, you can allow yourself to have both together. And you will feel a whole new appreciation for the most basic thing in the world, a meal and a cold glass of water, I guarantee you. Because for 3 or 4 days, it was always a choice. You're waking up in the morning, you wake up, your mouth's dry, but you're hungry as fuck from yesterday. So which one is it? You have to make the choice. So when you get to a situation where you can have two things together, two very basic, simple things together, you're going to appreciate both of them more. So this is the first exercise you're going to do across the next 3 or 4 days. The idea being is you need to learn how to remember that feeling. Now, I know this sounds stupid, but feelings can be remembered. If you listen to a sad song or if you think about a sad event, the feeling comes back. You remember the feeling. People very rarely remember gratefulness. They don't remember feeling content with something. So what you're going to do is you're going to put yourself in a position of stress, you're going to relieve that stress, you're going to feel content, and then you're going to try and remember that feeling. Everything about it. Remember how you're sitting, remember where you are, remember that feeling and give yourself a memory that you can revert back to any time in the future and you will automatically feel grateful. So I have this from fighting. I can literally right now, I can think back to that time when I just lost 10 kilos and been in the sauna for 2 days and hadn't had a drop of water and lost all that weight. And then I had my first glass of water. I can remember that and I'm smiling already, literally. Genuinely, I can remember how that felt. Because I've had these extreme situations, super extreme situations, whereas when they were relieved, I remember how thankful I was. So I have countless memories in my life that I can revert back to that allow me to instantly feel grateful for what I have right now, for the most basic things in the world. Money is another fantastic thing to do this with. Right now, check your bank account. Hopefully you're broke. If you're broke, this is gonna be really easy. Check your bank right now. You're broke, okay, good. When you get some money in your bank and you smile, remember that feeling. This video is a short video, but this is very, very important. You can email me now after watching this video and tell me what you're gonna do to put yourself in a position of stress, how you're gonna relieve it, and then once you've relieved it, once you are sitting there and you're feeling content and happy, you need to remember that feeling and I want you to email it to me and describe it to me. Now, this isn't gonna work if you don't put yourself in a situation of extreme stress. If you're thirsty for 30 minutes, then have a glass of water, you're not gonna be happy enough to be able to hack your brain to truly remember that feeling. You need to suffer, gentlemen. You need to be 2 hours sleep a night for 2 days in a row. Or the no food, no water, back and forth, I don't care if it takes a week, 2 weeks, until you literally can't handle it anymore. And when you're on absolute edge, that's when you give in, because only then you'll be able to hack your brain to remember that memory. You need a plethora of memories in your mind that you can revert to that will instantly make you happy and grateful and feel gratitude for what you have. If you have those things that you can revert to anytime you want, it's almost like being like Popeye. You can bust out the spinach anytime you need it. And that's genuinely the way I live my life. If I'm a happy person, but if I'm ever pissed off or really, really stressed or work ain't going right and my Lamborghini won't start and one of my girlfriends is being a dick and the electricity bill is $6,000 and whatever, I can sit there and go, yeah, but at least I'm not broke. Because when I was broke, and I can think about that exact memory, or I can sit and go, well, at least I have water. I can think about that exact memory and I will smile regardless. For water, I can be in the most fucked up situation in the world and I can have a glass of water and I'll be happy. And that's what you're gonna learn to do. So put together your scenarios. I've given you the scenario with sleep, that's an easy one. I've given you the one with food and water, that's another easy one. In general, this is a good habit to learn, to restrict yourself from doing the things you really wanna do, because you're gonna appreciate them more and you're also gonna be financially and probably healthier. So you should also look at what you're doing with your spare time in general and reduce it. Next time you want to do something, next time you want to watch a YouTube video or you want to do something stupid, go, no, I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Make yourself wait because you'll appreciate it more when you do it. And I want you to put yourself in a situation of extreme stress. Gentlemen, it has to be extreme. When you lay in bed after being that tired for that long and you feel completely just, you don't give a shit about anything else. You're so happy to just be in bed. Remember that feeling because that's a memory you're going to be able to go back to anytime. feel free to email me your ideas, feel free to email me, and what I want you to do is email me how it feels. If you email me how it feels when you finally get that relief, when you finally feel that gratitude, email that to me, because if you write out an email and explain it to me, then you're gonna do far better at memorizing the memory, you're gonna do far better at hacking your brain, and it's gonna be a far better attempt at having something you can revert to at any time that'll instantly lighten your mood.